Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Me'ila, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Asa we learn B'schos Asa B'as Rachol, Shishib Zechra Fan Jerziv Kogon, Bikar of Mamesh. And this Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous one. The Mishnah tells us, Nenem Kachatzi Pruta, Upagam Kachatzi Pruta. Let's say the Hana that he had was about a half a Pruta, and the Begam, the diminishing he did of the object was about a half a Pruta. Aishanen B'shav Pruta B'davar Echad, Upagam B'shav Pruta B'davar Acher. He had a Hana of a full Pruta in one thing, and he did a Pagam of a full Pruta in a different thing. He's not over Me'ila, Achehan B'shav Pruta, V'yifkan B'shav Pruta B'davar Echad. The Hana and the Pigam have to be a Shava Pruta in the same thing. On the Mishnah Gimel, Ein Moel Acher Moel B'Mugdashin, El Behema U'Klisharis. There's no Me'ila after Me'ila with Kachim, except with an animal and with Klisharis. The classic understanding of Me'ila is where a person is using Hektish for their own benefit, which basically means that any time a person is going to be over Me'ila, he's now, so to speak, deconsecrating it. He's taking off its din of Kedusha and it becomes Chulin. So you can't possibly be over Me'ila again after it was already over Me'ila, except as Mishnah just said with Behema Klisharis. How does that work? Ketzad. If he rode on an animal, which was hektish, this is specifically referring to a carbon, and then his friend came along and rode on that animal, then another fellow came along and rode on that animal. So in each case, everyone had a nava shav pruta, and he was paigim at a shav pruta, but still, even afterwards, it's able to be used as a carbon, so it remains an animal that can be used for a carbon, or shasa b'kashal zahav. It took a golden klisharis, drank from it, another fellow came and drank from it, then a third one came and drank from it, or talish menechatas. He pulled some hair out of a carbon chatas, another two fellows came along and pulled some hair out of it. Kulan Malu, all of them are Ivar Me'ila. And again, that's because it doesn't lose its Kedusha as a guf. It doesn't become not a carbon anymore just because it was used. However, this would not apply to Kache Bede Kabayas. That's something that's a little bit lower level of Kedusha. It's designated for the Beis HaMikdash Upkeep Fund. And that's what Rebbe tells us right now. Rebbe Omer, Kol She'ein Lo Pidyon Yesh B'Mayel Acher Mayel, anything that's not able to be redeemed. So there could be Me'ila after another Me'ila, as we just said before in the Mishnah. But Kache Bede Kabayas, which could be redeemed. So the moment that he used it, he was Ivar Me'ila, that's so to speak considered redeeming it, so now it's not hektish anymore, so now there can't be Me'ila two times in a row. We're going to start for the day, and Pektor Mishnah Dalet and Hey, continuing on to a different type of Me'ila. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.